ایمان را در خودتون تقویت بکنید، ایمانی که هم در اینجا شما را شرافتمند می کند و هم در پیشگاه حق آبرو دارید و با آبرومندی وارد می شید به تخت اعلی.
In the path of the Imam.
Dear listeners, welcome to this week's episode. Today, we continue to elaborate on the views of Imam Khomeini, God's mercy upon him, about youths and young age. Stay tuned. Last week, we studied the important status of young age and its effective role in the purification of the souls and self-growth of the youths. We also reminded that Imam Khomeini urged youths to make the best of the divine blessing of young age to stand up against satanic temptations, given that in an advanced age, the individual no longer maintains the capacities and potentials of young age, and it would be much more difficult for him to actualize his potentials and self-growth. Furthermore, Imam Khomeini underscored that the youths are one of the main targets of colonial plots, while denouncing the ceaseless efforts of the former Pahlavi despotic regime to corrupt youths in a futile bid to somehow make them indifferent towards the fate of their community and country. Finally, it was also mentioned that, in the view of Imam Khomeini, Iranian youths stood firmly against the colonial plots and the schemes of the former Pahlavi regime through reliance upon their faith in God and their indomitable resolve. The father of the Islamic Revolution, Imam Khomeini, considered the revolutionary movement of the Iranian nation as one of the signs of the enthusiastic and effective presence of youths in the community, while thanking youths for shouldering this responsibility and achieving this resounding victory. The Imam noted that the effective role played by Iranian youths was not limited to the victory of Iran's Islamic Revolution, underlining that uprooting corruption and rescuing the country will only be possible via the participation and presence of youths in the revolutionary scenes. Imam Khomeini considered the role played by youths in the Islamic Revolution as the miraculous manifestation of divine power in mankind, which proved that one can stand up to superpowers and ensure one's country. The Imam stated, "The Iranian youths proved that they can stand firm against all powers and can maintain and safeguard their country. Iranian youths showed that they can achieve their demands. They stood up and emerged victorious against all powers who plotted to devour Iran and Iranians and intended to plunder the country's resources." Imam Khomeini considered the decisive role and the courageous efforts of Iranian youths against despotism and youths' steadfastness against foreign colonialists and world powers as an appropriate role model for the downtrodden people across the globe. The Imam also strongly believed that the Islamic Revolution led to a major development in numerous youths who began to serve people thanks to the emergence and culmination of the Islamic Revolution. the Imam attached significant importance to the spiritual development of youths. Imam Khomeini named divine attention as the main reason behind the spiritual growth of youths and their inclination towards purification of their souls, which led to the development of their interest to serve the nation. Furthermore, the Imam named freedom of thought and expression as the rights of youths while calling on ulema and clerics to warmly welcome youths who expressed their views on different Islamic topics of importance. The father of the Islamic Revolution, Imam Khomeini, named despair and hopelessness as one of the satanic plots aiming to demoralize youths while urging youths not be held captive by these satanic temptations. Praising and lauding young athletes as the most important manifestations of campaigns against despair and hopelessness, the Imam called on them to focus on physical and spiritual growth and development both. Imam Khomeini underscored that when physical strength and spiritual strength blend together, they become highly valued. In fact, upon the blending of the physical and spiritual strength, a highly developed individual takes shape. Dear listeners, thanks for being with us this week. We will discuss other aspects of the views and standpoints of Imam Khomeini in our next episode. Thank you very much.